Maria, thank you so much for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. If you don't already do that, get on at iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher, and worldsoccertalk.com, where you can find us, and on Twitter, at World Soccer Talk, and get at me with the love mail and all of the hate mail that you can possibly come up with at NateWST. I'm excited for this show today because the storylines that we're talking about with Jeremiah O'Shan of SounderAtHeart.com, it's relating to the Seattle-Portland U.S. Open Cup match from last night. And I can't believe the timing of Jeremiah being on the show. I ended yesterday's program talking all about the magic of the U.S. Open Cup and how more people need to embrace this tournament. And if you meet someone who doesn't know all that much about the U.S. Open Cup, educate them, tell them about the history and how much this thing means to grassroots American soccer and how much it parallels the FA Cup in England. Oh my goodness. The Sounders and the Portland Timbers in the U.S. Open Cup last night in one of the wildest affairs of the American soccer calendar year, without a doubt. Portland wins 3-1 over Seattle in extra time. Seattle ends the game with seven players, Clint Dempsey among those, sent off in this game. You may have seen it. It made it onto ESPN. It's on every website around the world already, the clip of this. Clint Dempsey getting sent off. He was given a yellow card for protesting one of his teammates being sent off before he grabbed the referee's book and ripped it to shreds and threw it on the ground. Dempsey loses his mind at the Starfire Sports Complex, where the Sounders still play their U.S. Open Cup matches, their former home back for a number of years. The very small, very intimate atmosphere of the Starfire Sports Complex. Cannot wait to talk with Jeremiah about all of that. And I love Ziggy Schmidt's quote. Ziggy Schmidt, before the game ended, he just walked away in the 120th minute. He said, "I didn't want to get thrown out, so I walked away. I was maybe going to choke a referee, so I walked away before I did something stupid." Oh, this is going to be glorious. Nate Abare with Jeremiah O'Shan right here on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, the magic of the U.S. Open Cup. Stay tuned. Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a two-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from seven different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Yes, ma'am, this RV has it all.
I love it.
California King in the back, state-of-the-art dinette hub.
Sweet.
Well, how does 10% financing sound?
Sounds like a bad idea. Thanks to the tools and help on Experian.com, I know I have a 798 FICO score, so try again.
What was that sound?
That's the sound of my interest rate going down. According to this Experian score alert, my FICO score is now 816.
You win.
Cue my credit swagger music.
FICO scores are used in 90% of credit decisions. So get your credit swagger on. Go to Experian.com, become a member of Experian Credit Tracker, and take charge of your score.
World Soccer Talk Radio is back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Subscribe to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. And as always, check us out at worldsoccertalk.com, on Twitter at World Soccer Talk, and find me at NateWST. We're going to be joined here in a little bit by Jeremy O'Shan of SounderAtHeart.com to talk all about that wild U.S. Open Cup affair between Portland and Seattle last night. Clint Dempsey, among many, losing their minds at the Starfire Sports Stadium. Clint Dempsey ripping up the referee's booklet. It was just unbelievable. The holders crash out of the U.S. Open Cup at the hands of their bitter rivals, the Portland Timbers. Obafemi Martins also hauled off injured in that match. A 3-1 thriller in extra time. Before we're joined by Jeremiah O'Shan, I got to address one of the biggest stories in the soccer world today, and it's straight out of Copa America. It's straight out of Chile. And when I say straight out of Chile, obviously not just the host nation, I mean straight out of the Chilean national team. You may have heard about this one. Arturo Vidal, who is the leading goal scorer in Copa America after two matches with three goals, he had two in that incredible 3-3 draw with Mexico the other day. And Arturo Vidal, the star at Juventus this season, just a fantastic club campaign, and now the pride of Chile, and along with Alexis Sanchez, really looked at as one of the focal points of the Chile attack, the Chile heart and soul. And I've made no secret about it on this show. I've got this funny feeling about Chile riding the host nation train all the way to the finish line and sneaking by the giants of Brazil and Argentina and somehow winning Copa America 2015 on their home soil. Arturo Vidal last night arrested for driving drunk, crashes his Ferrari with his wife in the passenger seat, coming back from a casino, crashes the Ferrari into another automobile. The report says, and Arturo Vidal himself says, the accident was not his fault. It was absolutely not his fault. But it's one of those unfortunate occurrences where, yeah, it wasn't your fault, but Arturo, you were driving under the influence of alcohol. They have not released the official level of alcohol in his system, but Chilean police officials have said that it was absolutely over the legal limit. So when I first heard about this morning, you know, the first thing I'm thinking is, Chile are done. They're no Vidal. They're absolutely done. What a horrible personal ending for Arturo Vidal to crash out of this tournament when he's riding so high. What are Chile going to do without him? Are they going to be able to rally around the adversity of losing one of their biggest stars? Not so fast. Not so fast. Chile coach Jorge Sampaoli says, quote, "I don't think this is as major as some have said it is. I think people are blowing this out of proportion." Here's the big one. Quote unquote, "We have not decided to suspend him." So Arturo Vidal, out of a casino with his wife and driving drunk in a Ferrari, crashing said Ferrari, whether or not the accident was his fault, let's just put that to the side. Driving drunk in a Ferrari, coming back from a casino in the middle of the biggest tournament, perhaps in his nation's history, at least on a pride level of Chile hosting Copa America 2015. Crashing a Ferrari drunk. No suspension. Not even a game. Not only is he not going to be kicked off the team, sent home, or sent back to Italy, whatever sent home would be. He's already home in his home country for the tournament. But not even a suspension. One of my favorite quotes, and I say favorite in a real kind of dark, cynical way here. Favorite quotes from this whole thing. And these are alleged. These are alleged quotes according to the officers, the Chilean police officers that were on the scene for this thing. You can arrest me, but you have no idea what you're doing to your country. Arturo Vidal using the "you have no idea the damage you're going to do to your country. You have no idea how much the people of Chile are going to hate you for arresting me, the soccer star." He pulled that guilt trip card out of the back pocket. That is mighty low, Arturo. And this all is shame in so many ways because, I mean, anytime stories like this come out, it takes the focus away from where it should be, which is on the field and in the stadiums where Chile are bringing just this incredible tournament to the world stage. And the atmospheres in these stadiums, and especially in the National Stadium in Santiago, has just been breathtaking. And so I'm curious to see, now that we know Vidal is not going to be suspended, he's been freed also. He's going to be heading to court, or he headed to court already. Judge frees Vidal. He's out. He's fine. "It was not my fault. I'm fine. My family's fine. Thank you for everything," he said, giving a thumbs up as he left the courtroom. How are the Chile fans going to react to this? Are they going to still worship Vidal in the way that they have? Are they going to look at him any differently? How are his teammates going to look at him in the wake of this? Talk about I don't know if this is too literal, but a get-out-of-jail-free card for Arturo Vidal. The cat life analogy. How many cat lice do you have left here? Talk about dodging a major bullet and getting extremely lucky. First off, that you weren't seriously injured, Arturo Vidal. Secondly, that your wife, Maria Teresa Matus, was not injured in this accident. And that the people in the other automobile were not injured. And again, I can't clarify whose fault the accident was. According to Arturo Vidal, the accident was not his fault. Check out online the pictures of his Ferrari. It's nearly totaled. So this was a nasty accident that could have been quite bad. Vidal says he suffered minor bruising and his driver's license has been suspended. His driver's license has been suspended. You would think for driving drunk on the way back from a casino on a Tuesday night with your wife in the passenger seat and getting in an accident on the highway, you would think that your driver's license would be suspended. And you would also assume, I'm not going to say you, I would assume that he would be suspended from the Chilean national team. I would assume that whether it was for the whole tournament, whether it was for one game, that he would be suspended by the coaching staff, by the federation. It's disgraceful. His actions are absolutely disgraceful. Now, everybody makes mistakes in this world. And we must remember that these high-profile footballers are human beings as well. We must always remember that. But Arturo Vidal, I said this before, and I'll say it again, count your blessings, sir, because this could have been a lot worse on a whole number of levels. And somehow, some way, not only are you, first off, alive, not only are you not seriously injured, not only is your beloved wife not seriously injured, but back to a footballing view of this whole thing, you're not even going to be affected by any of this. No suspension, no punishment. Arturo Vidal will most likely suit up for Chile in their final group game against Bolivia. Unbelievable. Arturo Vidal crashing his Ferrari on the way back from the casino in Chile last night. But the show must go on. So can Chile still pull off this incredible run and ride the host nation train all the way to the finish line? Well, as long as they're not driving a Ferrari, I still think they can. World Soccer Talk Radio, back after this right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Jeremiah O'Shan with us after this, talking about the Seattle Sounders and the Portland Timbers and that wild U.S. Open Cup affair. Clint Dempsey ripping up the ref's book. Back after this. Stay tuned.
Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a two-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from seven different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Are you tired of network announcers who are clearly pulling for the other team? Check out Rabble.tv, a new kind of television experience where you are in control of the audio. Rabble.tv allows users like you to broadcast your insights and opinions about sports and entertainment, free from the restraint of network predictability. Rabblers are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. Mute your TV and do your own play-by-play, provide running commentary, or just banter with your buddies. Or you can listen to other fans who love your team as much as you do. It's live, it's new, it's Rabble. Rabble.tv.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarreya, and Mr. Jeremiah O'Shan still catching his breath after that insanity up at the Starfire Sports Stadium last night between the Seattle Sounders and the Portland Timbers in the U.S. Open Cup. So as soon as Jeremiah can catch his breath, we'll get him on the line and hopefully be able to chat with him and get a little firsthand Pacific Northwest perspective on all the chaos from last night. But why don't we just get in the meantime, to the chaos from last night that took place at the Starfire Sports Stadium. Clint Dempsey stealing the show and getting a U.S. Open Cup match onto SportsCenter. Thought that was fantastic. I don't know if I've ever seen that ever before. talk all about the magic of the U.S. Open Cup. I ended yesterday's show with a five-minute rant about how much I love this tournament, how much it means to me as a soccer fan in America, how it means so much to amateur soccer in America, how much it means to the grassroots efforts in America, the history of this thing going all the way back to 1914, how much it parallels very much the FA Cup in England and what this tournament represents on so many fantastic levels. And I was talking all about tonight's match, talking about these regional affairs. I love them in the U.S. Open Cup. You got the East River Derby taking place out at Hofstra University tonight between NYCFC and the New York Cosmos, that team that does not want to be called a lower division side. Well, guess what, Cosmos fans? You're a lower division side. You're not in Major League Soccer right now. You're a lower division side. Embrace it. Drop this whole Harlem Globetrotters mindset. But, well, I shouldn't say drop it because it's mighty fun to keep track of everything you guys are doing. So, you know what? Keep up what you're doing, Cosmos. But U.S. Open Cup magic. Cosmos from the NASL, who, again, don't want to be classified as a second division, even though they are. Cosmos taking on Major League Soccer's new boys, the Bronx Bombers, NYCFC. And then last night, you also had in San Jose, my hometown team, my childhood squad, the San Jose Earthquakes, taking on Sac Republic. Taking on Sac Republic FC. And Sac Republic with a two-goal lead late in that match. And the Earthquakes scoring two, going to extra time, and going to penalties and knocking out the USL outfit from the U.S. Open Cup. So these regional, call them derby matches, call them regional classics, whatever you want to label them as. A couple have been fantastic. I hope the East River Derby goes just out of control out at Hofstra in a few hours. But let's go back to the Starfire Sports Complex. 3-1. The Portland Timbers defeat the Seattle Sounders last night. They knock the holders. They knock the reigning champions out of the U.S. Open Cup. And before we go any further, I want to give some credit to the Seattle Sounders as a club. Because for a number of years, the Seattle Sounders were a USL outfit. And obviously the Sounders name goes way, way back in the soccer history books in this country. But as a USL outfit, they played their home games at Starfire Sports Stadium you Pacific Northwest folks are just going to crucify me as I just butcher the pronunciation, but in Tukwila, Washington, just down the road from Seattle. Tukwila, is that what you, that Mexican stuff that gets you really drunk? Tukwila? Tukwila, Washington. The Starfire Sports Stadium is a tiny little place by when you compare it to the CenturyLink Field that the Sounders play their MLS home matches in. I think 5,000, like 4,500, 5,000, the capacity at Starfire Sports Stadium. So what the Sounders have done over the last few years to really, again, kind of embrace the grassroots and embrace the U.S. Open Cup, they play their U.S. Open Cup matches back at Starfire. And so these U.S. Open Cup matches, which, quite frankly, at stadiums around the country, when an MLS side is hosting them, I mean, there's a few thousand people at these things. And it's, you know, massively, mostly empty stadiums that these U.S. Open Cup matches will be played inside of when it comes to matches that are being hosted by MLS teams. So I love what the Sounders do. They go back to the tiny, intimate, hearty, beautiful ground that is the Starfire Sports Stadium. So they do, that's their tradition for all their U.S. Open Cup matches. Well, it just so happens that they draw their arch rivals from down in Oregon, the Portland Timbers, for this fourth round U.S. Open Cup affair. And we all know how passionate that rivalry is. It's probably the best regional rivalry that Major League Soccer has to offer. Although, I'm going to give a tip of my cap to the Earthquakes Galaxy rivalry and everything that means to us in California. But you folks up in the Pacific Northwest, you make a mighty good case for that being the most intriguing, the most passionate, the most compelling regional rivalry in the entire American soccer landscape, Seattle and Portland. It's a damn good one, no matter what, no matter how you look at it. And when it's taking place at Starfire, it goes back to its gritty roots. And so here we are, last night, Starfire Sports Stadium, the Sounders hosting the Timbers, 1-1 after full time. And the match had already been wild, already been a few crazy things going on, and the fans going absolutely crazy up there at Starfire. And then it goes into extra time, and the Portland Timbers end up winning this thing 3-1. It was the Sounders' Brad Evans picking up a second yellow card midway through the first additional period. And that was when Seattle absolutely imploded. Another player was red carded for a rather rough tackle on a Portland player. I think it was a zero for Seattle. Red carded for a nasty tackle. And then Clint Dempsey picks up a yellow card, a second yellow, for protesting the call. And this is where Clint Dempsey created one of the most vineable moments of the year and is all over every website around the soccer world. And again, even got a U.S. Open clip, U.S. Open Cup clip onto SportsCenter, which I don't know if I've ever seen before. Thanks for that, ESPN. The clip was of Clint Dempsey grabbing the referee's notebook, grabbing the ref's book. You're going in my book. Clint Dempsey grabs the referee's book out of his hand, like something from the Old West. Like he was grabbing his badge or grabbing his gun. He grabs the referee's book and he looks at him. And with two hands, he rips it to shreds. Just rips it in half, continues ripping it, throws it on the ground. Dempsey's gone. Portland scores another goal to go up 3-1. And at this point, Obafemi Martins has also been hauled off with a nasty groin injury. So Seattle are now down to seven players. Seattle with seven players left in this match, down 3-1 in extra time. And this is where the announcer, which had the name of the public address announcer, the Starfire Sports Stadium, having to make a formal announcement on the public address system, pleading with fans not to throw projectiles onto the field at the Portland players and at the referee and the assistant referees as well. And I love the quotes from Ziggy Schmidt, the Sounders manager, are just absolutely priceless. I thought our guys played like lions. I felt they left their heart out on the field. And I think they got robbed. I opened up the show with this quote from Ziggy Schmidt, who in the, I believe it was the 119th minute, so before the final whistle was blown, Ziggy Schmidt was not thrown out of this game or asked to leave the touchline, ejected from the game as the manager of the Sounders. But in the 119th minute, Ziggy Schmidt just walked away. He just walked away and found a quiet place in a stadium that was full of sound and full of chaos. And when asked after the game by reporters why he walked away, why he didn't stay on the touchline till the end of the game and shake hands with everybody's favorite manager in the world, Mr. Nails on a Chalkboard, Mr. Tissuegate, Portland's Caleb Porter, when asked why he went away, and Ziggy Schmidt has no problems with Caleb Porter, at least that I know of. This wasn't any slight on Caleb Porter. This was a moment of coming to terms with the chaos around him and trying to find a little meditative relief, trying to find some solace in the midst of all this absurdity. So when asked why he walked away before the final whistle, Schmidt says, "I didn't want to get thrown out, so I walked away. I was maybe going to choke the referee, so I walked away before I did something stupid. I was maybe going to choke the referee, so I walked away before I did something stupid. God, I hate to be a real pot stirrer here and really just provoke things, but I gotta say, as a fan of entertainment, I kind of wish Ziggy Schmidt would have stayed on the touchline. Would have loved to have seen him choke a referee, go all Nigel Pearson on the referee after this U.S. Open Cup tie for the ages between Seattle and Portland. Portland 3, Seattle 1 after extra time. Seattle ends the match with 7 players. Clint Dempsey rips up the referee's book. And Ziggy saying, I was going to choke somebody. I had to go be peaceful. Oh, it's glorious. World Soccer Talk Radio is back after this right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Want to be the next great sports announcer? Check out Rabble.tv, where you call the action. You already know more than the guys on TV. It's time to show the world what you can do by sharing your insights and opinions about the sports you love, like football, baseball, basketball, soccer, MMA, wrestling, and more. Everything from the biggest matchups in the world to a game right in your neighborhood. Join other Rabblers who are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. So mute the audio coming from that network guy who never liked your team anyway, and let us hear what you think. Rabble.tv.
Hey, Dabarea, back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio. A huge thank you to the good folks at Rabble.tv for their continued support of this show. If you haven't checked out the Rabblecast for Copa America, get on over to Rabble and do it up. Brazil, Colombia tonight. Head on over to Rabble. Check out the Brazil-Colombia Rabblecast. And while you're over there at Rabble.tv, just check out everything that's going on. Some of the stuff with the Major League Baseball season, the NBA Finals coverage with the fan cast on Rabble were just fantastic. And shout out real quickly to the Golden State Warriors National Basketball Association champions for the first time in 40 years. And back to more of the soccer, Women's World Cup, Copa America. They've got it all over there at Rabble. Be sure to download the Rabble app on your iPhone. Get your name and get your thoughts onto the broadcast message board. Get your shout outs on the air. Rabble.tv. Fantastic stuff. And in the immediate tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern time here in the U.S. of A, Brazil, Colombia. It is going to be fantastic. The rematch of the bloodbath from 2014 in the World Cup in Brazil. Chile, Copa America 2015. Best of luck to Brazil and Colombia. Check them out, rabble.tv. Another huge thank you to Rabble for their support of World Soccer Talk Radio. Jeremiah O'Shan is with us now here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Jeremiah of SounderAtHeart.com. And in the last segment, Jeremiah, we broke down. We gave the entire match report of the chaos at the Starfire Sports Stadium last night between Portland and Seattle in a U.S. Open Cup tie for the ages. Seattle ending the match with just 7 players losing 3-1 in extra time. Ziggy Schmidt saying, "I had to walk away because I was going to choke the referee if I stayed on the touchline." We got to talk about Clint Dempsey, Jeremiah, because that is the biggest topic of conversation around the soccer blogs, around the Twitter sphere, out of all this chaos, is Clint Dempsey's actions last night. Before we get into the morality of Clint Dempsey's actions last night, take us through what you were thinking as you watched Clint Dempsey get sent off for disputing calls and then ripping up the referee's notebook.
Yeah, it was surreal, to say the least. And, you know, it was one of those things where I don't think you weren't sure what exactly was happening in real time. All you saw was Azira, who was the player whose red card offense kind of sparked the whole explosion. You saw a second card come out, and it was like, wait a minute, did Dempsey just get sent off too? And it wasn't until we watched the video, a little bit later that we saw, oh my God, he took the ref's book out of his pocket, threw it on the ground, picked it up, and then ripped it, and then stormed off. It was epic in a, from a fan perspective, it was one of those things where it was such a ridiculous whole turn. I mean, the whole game was just so ridiculous in its absurdity, to lose a player to injury literally like a minute after you use your third sub, to have 3 players sent off, to have, you know, the equalizing goal come while you're a man down. I mean, there was just so much absurdity about it. And then, of course, Dempsey's incident was kind of hard to understand exactly what was going on in real time. But, yeah, it was just absurd. I mean, it was hard to put into words, really, to see it all kind of unfolding.
Well, Jeremiah, what do you think of what people are saying all over Twitter and all over soccer blogs across the country that it was extremely immature from Clint Dempsey, sure, and that is no way for the national team captain to be behaving, and that aspect of it, that from a U.S. national team point of view, if Jurgen Klinsmann or even Sunil Gulati are watching a clip of that and going, that's the captain of our national team? What do you make of that aspect of it?
You know, it's hard for me to put my two kind of hats aside on this one. And that's what I have to do on a daily basis, right? I have to kind of decide what is me being serious about this and what is me just being, seeing something and laughing. I mean, because last time, I was laughing so, I mean, it was so funny. And there was part of me that was absolutely ecstatic to see it, because it was like one of those things where you don't ever expect a player to do it, but you always think that you wish they would, kind of in the dark place of your mind. And to see someone follow through was, it was just, there was certainly a part of me that found it simply hilarious and doesn't, and I feel bad for people that don't see the comedy in it. But there is a serious part of it, and that's, what does this say about a player's mentality that he loses it like this? And I suppose you could argue, well, at that point, the Sounders were down 2-3 men already, and maybe he was just kind of throwing his hands up, and maybe it's, we're reading too much into it. But, I suppose from a Sunil Gulati and Jurgen Klinsmann perspective, this is our team captain. there are some concerns, but at the same time, this is a guy who has, you know, 10, 12 years of experience with those guys, and I doubt that they think that he's all of a sudden a different player today than he was yesterday. And so I guess part of it is you shrug your shoulders, you give him whatever punishment you think is fair, but ultimately I don't know if it changes your ultimate perception. I mean, the reality is that Clint Dempsey has always been prone to, you know, outbursts, maybe not this extreme, but he's always done stuff that he's always kind of rode that edge between what's fair, what's dirty, and what's being a competitor, right?
So in other words, Jeremiah, his credentials should prevent any sort of massive punishment against him for losing his head in this instance. And I'm gonna agree with you too here. And it's important to look at it from the two angles. Look, as a fan of entertainment, I said this in the last segment, I wish that Ziggy Schmidt would have stayed on the sideline and choked the referee. I wish you would have followed through on those words. As a fan of entertainment, I love what Clint Dempsey did. Now, as a more rational human being that I try with all my might to be, I do not want to see my national team captain with immature outbursts like this one. So, again, let's all see the humor in this wild U.S. Open Cup affair and the most glorious moment of humor from Clint Dempsey getting sent off and ripping up the referee's booklet. Now, I want to ask you, You're a writer at SounderAtHeart.com, and you have so much firsthand perspective as far as the Seattle Sounders relationship with its fans. And one thing that's really cool to me, and I closed yesterday's show with this just passionate rant about the U.S. Open Cup and the magic of the U.S. Open Cup, and how if you meet someone who's new to MLS, like, share this tournament with them. Don't be a soccer snob about it. Educate them about it and say, hey, come on board. And hopefully more and more people can embrace this thing that parallels the FA Cup in England on so many levels, has over 100 years of history, and is so important with the grassroots of American soccer. The Sounders, more than any other MLS club, I mean, by miles, and this is one thing that I really do respect about the Sounders as a club, they respect this tournament. Talk about the Sounders' relationship, obviously now being knocked out of it. They were the defending champions, the holders, now being knocked out of it by their arch rivals, the Portland Timbers. But talk about the Sounders' relationship with the U.S. Open Cup, Jeremiah.
Yeah, it's been, it goes back farther than even MLS. In 2007, they made it to the semifinals of the U.S. Open Cup as a USL team. Then in 2008, they made it to the finals again, or the semifinals again. Both years they were, I think one year they were knocked out in penalties, the other year they were knocked out in extra time. And so if you look at it that way, you go back all the way to 2007, this is a franchise that has only lost in regulation once. In now eight tournaments, and that's pretty amazing. To only have lost once in eight tournaments in regulation is kind of crazy, because almost every, like, they were knocked out this year, obviously in extra time. They were knocked out by Sporting Kansas City in penalties, and then those two previous years. And it's an amazing thing. And I don't know what I can really put my finger on, because I don't know that there's anything special about the history of, you know, that goes back any farther than that. But Ziggy Schmidt is he's the most successful coach of the MLS era in the Open Cup. He had won the Open Cup also with the Galaxy. He's got five Open Cup titles to his name. And so he's definitely a coach who looks at, you know, the Open Cup as a very important tournament. And I think it probably comes down from there. And the front office has always bought into the Open Cup as well. And so I think it's just kind of the messaging that they tell the players, like, look, this is a big deal. And it's not always that they're using their first team players. I mean, you saw the squad they rolled out yesterday was not first team players. You know, Aaron Kovar has barely played with the first team. Christian Roldan's 19. You can kind of go down the list, and there's a lot of guys who aren't getting first team minutes that got significant minutes last night. But they get that it's a big deal. They understand it. They don't look at this as a reserve game. They look at it as an important contest. And so in that perspective, it's really too bad to see the way that it went down yesterday. But at the same time, it builds up the lore. And I don't think that any Sounders fans are going to want to win the Open Cup any less next year. And in fact, maybe it sparks the flames again. And maybe you need to do that every now and then when it starts to feel like it's, you know, it's almost like your birthright to get to the final, because that's what it seemed like during the Sounders' time in this league. So I don't know. It's hard to put my finger on, but yeah, I mean, they definitely make a big deal out of it. They make no bones about considering it an important tournament.
Well, you say, you know, there were some young players within the squad, but, you know, there was also Brad Evans, Obafemi Martins, and Clint Dempsey. Yeah. And so definitely, you know, a mixture of young, of youth and experience, and the Sounders always going for the Open Cup. And you love the rivalry between Seattle and Portland. Now, the last thing I want to ask you about, we got about 3 minutes left here with you, Jeremiah. It's about the Starfire Sports Stadium. And I remember back a number of years ago, the Friday night matches with 8 o'clock kickoffs that they'd show on Fox Sports World, back USL soccer on old Fox Sports World. And I remember the first time I saw one of the Seattle matches up at the Starfire Sports Stadium going, this is awesome. This has such a lower division feel to it. And so, obviously, the glory of the Sounders' name has grown so much with the move to Major League Soccer, but they still play the Open Cup matches back at Starfire. Talk about the Starfire Sports Stadium. Actually, about 2 minutes left here with you, but talk about what the Starfire Sports Stadium means to the Seattle Sounders supporters.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a point of contention among certain people because Starfire is kind of out in the middle of, well, it's not out in the middle of nowhere, but it's definitely far outside of downtown Seattle. It's a good, you know, with traffic, it can be like a 45-minute haul from downtown. And so people don't really love the fact that it's not universally loved that they have their games out there. But people that love Starfire, that get out there, I've been to many, many games there, and it's just fun. It feels like you're, you know, it's like seeing a massive band at a tiny club. And that's always what I liken it to. It's, you know, there's no frills about it. They've got, you know, Little League-style concessions, basically. You know, there's a beer garden off in the corner. They recently added some seat backs to some of the seats, which has maybe made it feel a little less overtly minor league. But it's, you know, it's a lot of metal bleachers. It's a lot of standing room only. You know, it's a small replay. I don't think they show live replays. And it just, you know, there's a train that runs behind it every, you know, almost every game there's a train that will run behind it. Balls get lost over into the train track. you know, it's very, very minor league, and it's a lot of fun to check out games. And I would suggest that anyone that has a chance to see a game there definitely does that.
Well, and I wish that there's part of me, I wish that every MLS side, and actually a lot of them do, the Sounders aren't the only one that do this, but have a smaller venue where you play your U.S. Open Cup matches, rather than playing these U.S. Open Cup matches in mostly empty stadiums. No, find your Starfire, because it makes it so grassroots. It really puts a spotlight on what this tournament has been all about for over 100 years. Jeremiah, we gotta run right now, but before we let you go, can you let folks know how to get a hold of you and follow your work?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Jeremiah O'Shan. You can follow Sounder at Heart. That's the easiest place to find my work, is and SB Nation in general as well.
Up in the Emerald City, Seattle's finest, Jeremiah O'Shan. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you.
Again, that was Jeremiah O'Shan, sounder@heart.com, and find him on Twitter as well. Yours truly, Nate Abarea, back with you after this to take the express train to our final destination, World Soccer Talk Radio Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
World Soccer Talk Radio back with you here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network to close this bad boy out. Huge thank you to Jeremiah O'Shan for joining us in that last segment. Jeremiah of SounderAtHeart.com. If you haven't had a chance to already see the Clint Dempsey video, the video of Clint Dempsey ripping up the referee's book, you gotta go check it out. You don't see it all too often. You always wondered, would a player ever do that? Just grab the referee's book out of the ref's hands and just rip it up and throw it on the ground. Say, that's what I think of your officiating this evening. Clint Dempsey did just that. As a fan of the U.S. men's national team, it concerns me a little bit that that's the captain of our country. As a fan of entertainment, oh, God, I love it. Come on, Deuce. Bring more of it, please. Oh, my goodness. East River Derby tonight out at Hofstra University. The Cosmos and NYCFC, the magic of the U.S. Open Cup, continues. Huge shout-out to the U.S. women's national team. They beat Nigeria. They win the group. They will have what many people see as a far easier pathway to the final than what they would have had they finished in second place. Oh, man, we got about, like, 10 seconds left in the show. I better hop in my Ferrari and get to the finish line. Oh, no, way too soon, bro. Arturo Vidal, get back to business. Put down the bottle. Stay away from the casino. Come on, Chile 2015. My name is Nate Abarea for the producer, Dom Jimenez, and the gaffer, Christopher Harris. I say cheers. Bye for now.